Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, it was a gripping match last night. Old Trafford was really where you wanted to be. Manchester United's season is still alive into the semi-finals of the Europa League after unbelievable drama against Lyon. The second leg of the quarter-final went into extra time 2-2 after 90 minutes, 4-4 on aggregate. United then trailed 4-2 on the night and hopes were seemingly gone against a team reduced to 10 men, only for Bruno Fernandes to pull one back and then this. Let's take a listen to the BBC's Conor McNamara's commentary.
There's only a minute to go. Casemiro to Kobbie Mainoo. Chance to shoot! He's done it! 4-4 on the night! Kobbie Mainoo! And still it's not over. 5 minutes of stoppages. Harry Maguire!
Connor, I don't know how you're able to speak to us this morning after that. How are you doing?
Good morning, Claire. Good to talk to you. Yeah, it's as a broadcaster, it's always a bit embarrassing listening back to your own voice at the best of times. But I think I sounded like a 14-year-old whose voice hadn't quite broken yet there. But that's what live sport does to you. You know, you get carried away. I'm often a bit snobbish about it. You listen to other commentators. I think, look, there's no point just yelling and screaming. And, you know, you have to be able to hear what the commentator is saying. But you couldn't hear yourself thinking there last night. And Manchester United fans are just back on cloud nine. It's been difficult times for them. Obviously, you know, they've had to see Manchester City win a lot. The Liverpool are running away with the league. You know, their rivals have been doing great. It's been humiliating times to be a Manchester United fan. But so many of them had left last night in extra time when they were two goals down. And then you could literally see them coming back into the stadium
I heard you saying that the stadium was emptying at one stage. And then in extra time, late in extra time, it started to fill up again. So people turned on their heel and got back in there.
Leaving. And I mean, look, we all know the sort of atmosphere where you leave a stadium but you hear this roar and you know but that can't be Lyon scoring, you know, that has to be a Manchester United goal. So there was a lot of reverse ferreting and getting back up the staircases and finding their way into the place. But I think in the spirit of Rory McIlroy sort of rolling back the years for Manchester United, I think it feels like the Celtic Tiger good times are back now, isn't it? You know, Mayo for Sam, Claire.
We were talking yesterday on the programme, ironically, about whether this was the worst Manchester United squad since the 1930s. And then this happens last night. But the atmosphere in the stadium and the pictures of that little child, probably about 8 or 9, crying when Manchester United were losing. And then I was so happy that the director cut back then to that child just to see the joy in his face as his dad picked him up. But the scenes in the stadium amongst the fans, they were incredible, weren't they?
Yeah, and for that generation, these young kids who, they'll have been told the stories by their parents and their older friends about how this kind of thing used to happen all the time to Manchester United, but they won't have seen it themselves. And you're probably right, it probably is the worst Manchester United team of all time. I mean, it's the context of this that makes it so remarkable. The fact that they sacked Erik ten Hag, but their results have gone backwards since then. I mean, they've been worse in the league. Their league position is an embarrassment. They've all this talk about moving into new stadiums, but they don't know if they're going to be in the Champions League next season. And then you know, winning this competition, not just the potential of salvaging something this season, but actually saving next season as well, because Manchester United, if they do win the Europa League, they will get automatic qualification into the Champions League. The financial implications for that are huge. It would be so easier to attract new players to come and play. So last night, they didn't just keep this season alive, they've arguably kept next season alive as well. And the tantalising prospect, it could be Manchester United against Spurs in the final, and that'd be even more dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible night. And I heard Rio saying at one stage, did you say, oh, they need a miracle now? And then and then he said, oh, they need more than a miracle. And within minutes, this amazing thing just played out. It was incredible. And listen, Connor, we're really glad that you have been able to talk to us this morning, are able to talk to us, and have the time to talk to us, I should say, because the voice is held up. Thank you so much, Connor.
No problem. Good to talk to you. Cheers, Claire.
Good to talk to you too. Connor McNamara there, BBC commentator.